Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hey, Heartbreakers. Welcome back to another Breakdown bonus episode. I'm joined by my ex-coworker, whose name is Justin. Hey, coworker.
Yes.
Coworker Justin.
How's it going?
This is like the first time I haven't fucked it up. I always call you coworker Justin, and then I'm like, I don't work with you anymore.
For those yeah.
No, Justin and I used to work with each other. We would do this podcast together, and I called him coworker Justin. Now we don't work together anymore. Hence why you're ex-coworker Justin.
I got renamed.
You got renamed. You got demoted, if you will.
Yeah, it's okay.
Now it's funny because now I have sporadically some of my current coworkers come on, and I'm like, oh my God, this is like coworker blank or coworker who. It's like a whole like gaggle of people with the same title. It's funny.
Just wait till they're able to say ex-coworker, right? They haven't reached that status yet.
When I get fired, that's how they're going to know they
hate it. Yeah, exactly.
Well, just a quick reminder to all y'all listening. We're having another Breakup Breakdown live podcast event coming up. Like, oh my God, is it next weekend? Yeah, if you're listening to this when it comes out, next weekend, it's May 11th at Painted Horse Winery in Alpharetta, Georgia. It's going to be so much fun. It's literally a winery that's on a farm. So just picture this. You're drinking a nice Savvy B. The sun is shining. You're listening to some hot breakup gossip. And then it ends and you can go like, you know, play with chickens or mingle with other people who also listen to this podcast and make a new friend.
Sounds like a good day before Mother's Day date night.
That's,
I guess.
Or bring your mom to it. Nothing.
Yeah.
And nothing brings mothers and daughters together, quite like other people's drama.
Like breakups.
Like a breakup, because, you know, your mom's probably been through a bad breakup, and then she can talk to you about hers, and you guys can bond over it, over a nice little bottle of Painted Horse wine. It's going to be great.
I've never once talked to my mom about a breakup.
That's because you're a dude.
I know. I don't think I'd want to hear her, like, break. She was, like, married before my dad, so that's, like, so weird to me.
Isn't that funny, the things you find out about your parents like years later? Like my mom told me when I was in high school that she was engaged for like a year maybe. And
before your dad?
But like right before my dad, because my parents met when I think they were 26, and my mom had dated this guy all through college. And so I just never talked to her about who she dated in college, because all I ever knew was my dad, because they met when they were so young. That I was like,
right.
You just met dad one day, and then now I'm here.
Yeah. Well, and that's like, it's just like, ooh, like, I don't want to know those stories. I don't know. That's weird to me.
Yeah. Well, that's why my mom said she never talked about it, because she was like, well, I was never going to talk about it in front of dad, because I guess, you know, 35 years later, it's still bothers.
Still a little mad about it.
I have two whole ass kids, and my dad's like, how dare you date somebody before me?
I've never, there's a lot of relationships that are like that. Like I have friends that get into arguments with their significant others because of previous relationship things. And I've never understood that. It's like, okay, well, I wasn't around. So like, how can I get mad about that? Or how can you get mad about that? Like we literally didn't even know each other, you know?
Yeah. We just had this conversation about body count too. And it's funny because the girls were kind of like, yeah, we just like don't want to talk about it. But then one of my other coworkers was like, if she literally starts talking about, even if it's not a story that's going to divulge during the hookup, I don't want to hear that you hooked up with somebody else.
Yeah, that's not, I don't know why that's never really bothered me. Like, I know what it is. I know today's culture, like, everybody's hooked up with somebody, you know? Like, it just is what it is.
You can't be, like, shocked by it. Like, what? You saw another dude naked before me?
How dare you?
Even though we're 30, you didn't see me naked?
Right, like, come on. I don't know. Also, if you hadn't, that might make me nervous on the other side as well. You know what I mean? Like, okay, why? What's going on here?
What were you doing all these years, girlfriend?
Yeah. So.
Well, anyway, into this week's main episode, this was a fun little gossipy episode because what had happened was, is it was this group of friends that went to like a little cabin weekend up in the woods or whatever. And I guess, well, one of the girls that was in a long-term relationship, and of course her boyfriend was there, was sleeping. He decided to just like randomly hook up with one of the other girls that was also there. But I think she was also like hooking up with this other dude. So then after that happened, of course, the long-term relationship people, they split up, and then they sort of just do this little switcheroo. Like the long-term relationship girl starts hooking up with this other guy that I guess had a crush on the girl that is now with her ex-boyfriend who she was in a relationship for like 7 years. It's very messy. And I guess they're still together, which we talked about towards the end of the episode. It's this thing that, of course, I learned from TikTok because my college degree is fucking useless, but TikTok, I learned everything on.
Yeah.
And it's this concept of the Romeo and Juliet theory. Have you heard of it?
You like can't be together, so you want to be together?
It's kind of like that. It's basically if your relationship has external forces that make it difficult for you to be together. So not in the sense that you like can't be together, but like, for example, these two got together because, you know, he was in a relationship with somebody else and cheated on her with this chick. So you now feel like you have to stay together because you want to prove everyone wrong or right. You want to prove that that this wasn't like a fluke. Like if you cheated on your partner, it was for
good. Okay. Yeah, like this person that I left you for is my soulmate because I did a horrible thing to go to them. They're my person for the rest of my life kind of thing.
Yeah, it's sort of a moral justification. I'm going to stay with this person no matter what anybody thinks because if we break up, what does that say about me?
Yeah, was it all worth it in the end? The dude equivalent of this would be after your sports team's trade. But like you trade your star player for picks in a draft, you go back and you revisit that trade after they've made those draft picks, right? And then you go, all right, was this person you took in the draft worth it compared to this star player that you traded? And always, fan bases always try to justify, be like, yes, this guy's got so much upside. There's so much talent here. He's going to be the best in the league. Yeah, it's a lot like that.
I really hope for the three guys listening that really resonated with.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the one sports reference I'll make because it's the one sports reference I know. I think the Atlanta Falcons are feeling that way about Kirk Cousins because they paid him millions of dollars to be their quarterback, and then they drafted somebody to also be a quarterback for free.
So I think the comparison there would be they almost like cheated on Cousins by doing that. So like if that once Cousins' contract's up, they're going to stick with that quarterback, even maybe after a few years, he's shown he's not ready to be the star. But they're like, look, we knew what we were doing back then. That's why we're sticking with this person. Yeah.
Right, so, yeah, Romeo and Juliet, new QB that the Falcons just drafted. Like,
yeah,
you're going to justify paying Kirk Cousins millions of dollars to be here, but also draft this dude. Like, you better freaking make it work.
Yeah, or because they paid Cousins so much, even if he comes out and shows he's not the guy.
Yeah.
They're like, "Oh, we're sticking with him. We paid him this much money. We got to prove everybody wrong that we knew what we were doing here." Yeah.
And to bring it back to the ladies, hi women that you all are listening, welcome back to the podcast that I make for you as demographic women 18 to 34, what's up? Or even if you're older, well, you're still my demo, but that's my target demo.
Yeah.
The person who's probably feeling this right now is Miss Taylor Swift, Miss Lil T Swizzle with the Maddie Healy drama. Are you up to date on the Maddie Healy drama?
No, I am not. I know he made a comment, didn't he?
Kind of. He literally did make a comment. So this time last year, Taylor Swift had just gotten out of a 6-year relationship with her boyfriend, Joe Alwyn. And we all thought that she was getting married to this guy. She has songs talking about how she wants to be married to him and blah, 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 how they're soulmates, invisible string. Everything was tying for us to be together. The fates aligned so that me and you could meet. And then all of a sudden one day they're just broken up. So it's earth shattering to women everywhere who love her music. And then like a month later, not even
Maddie,
she starts getting together with Maddie Healy, who was probably the last person on earth I think anybody thought that she was going to be with.
It's the very opposite of her personality, isn't it?
Yes. And he has a very polarizing personality. He was caught up in some scandal, especially during that time when he was getting all that publicity for dating her. So kind of, I don't know, I think the word problematic is just like thrown around too much. It's so annoying, but I'll use that word. He's problematic.
Well, and you know, not like he drinks a lot. Like I remember I saw the 1975 in St. Augustine and quite literally this man drank wine the entire concert. And I was like, how is your mouth not so dry? Like not one drop of water. What are you doing
right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she even sings about that in her new album, The Tortured Poets Department. Something about like, I loved you, but you love drugs more or something like that. So clearly he's struggling through something.
Mm-hmm.
So America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift, is with this guy who just seems like not even remotely a good match. Like, I think none of us understood the appeal for her, especially with Travis Kelce, because we're like, this is just so obvious, like obviously perfect for you.
Yeah.
But anyway, a lot of the songs on that album, there's one called But Daddy, I Love Him. Basically saying, I really don't give a crap what anybody thinks. I love this guy and I'm going to be with him no matter what. And I'm going to dig my heels in. And not to say that all the fans were right, but I mean, based off of what he ended up doing to her, which is, I think, just ghosting her out of nowhere. And also some of the things that would come out about him later.
Mm-hmm.
We had a point.
Yeah.
We had a little bit of a point.
You might have been trying to force it to kind of justify the departure of a what looked like perfect relationship.
Yeah. And I see this all. I mean, I'm literally wearing my Speak Now cardigan sent to me by Taylor Swift. Like, I love her. We all want the best for her. But we were all.
Right.
And I wonder if some of her staying with him was almost trying to prove a point because she has this good girl persona. And sure. I think there's a part of her that kind of not resents it or rejects it because there's a lot of benefits to that. But I think it was a little bit of a rebel period for her. She's like, no, I can date whoever I want. And y'all's opinion doesn't mean crap to me because Taylor Swift, like I can do whatever I want.
I'm going to do it now. But so going back to our conversation of like, I don't care what you've done in the past. Uh-huh. Now, this is a very specific situation, but you talked about, obviously, Taylor Swift writes songs about relationships. If you're Travis Kelce and she's going out there and singing these songs that she obviously wrote when she was like deeply in love with someone else, when you're singing those songs, like you're going back to that feeling. You're trying to channel that through the song. Mm-hmm. That is where I might be like, hey, what are we doing? like if I like Travis Kelce has zero reason to ever be insecure. But I know, like, if I were dating Taylor Swift, a literal nobody, and I'm going out here and you have a song about Maddie Healy that you are singing every night for 30 nights on tour, and I have to sit here backstage and hear you do that, I'm like, yo, what are we doing here? That's where I might be weird about it.
There's two things with this. So when her and Joe's relationship was, it was public that they had broken up, like the shows that she did right after that, I mean, she, even the love song, she was devastated singing. So
yeah.
I think it's sort of, I get where you're coming from, but I think there's also like a level of her like being in pain. Like, oh my God.
This is it. Yeah, this is over.
Yeah, I wrote this song when I was deeply, deeply in love. But then on the flip side, like chances are if she's a love song about you, she probably has a song where she was like pissed at you.
Screw this guy. Yeah.
And trust me, there were a lot of songs about her being pissed at Maddie Healy. So. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, he'll probably see her sing some of those songs about her being deeply, deeply in love. But at the same time, she's also going to sing the ones where she's like, fuck you. She like literally says fuck you times on this album.
I know my wife was so upset with how much Taylor Swift cursed in the latest album. She was like, I don't know why it bothers me so much.
Oh my gosh. I you want to know why it doesn't bother me? This whole album feels very cathartic. I think just like word vomiting.
Yeah.
In a good and poetic way. And fuck is a very cathartic word. It's a word that you just let all the anger out.
Yeah.
So when she's singing, fuck it, if I, you know, fuck you, it's, I think, just that catharticness coming through.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I think a lot of that relationship was her digging her heels in. I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't gotta worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount code Abby. It's finally not a miserable temperature outside, which only means one thing. Summer is coming up. And let's make one thing clear. There is Hibernation Abby and there is Summer Abby. And Summer Abby likes to feel light and healthy. That's why I've been trying out meals from Factor. They've got meals shipped to your house that are super easy to heat up in a jiffy. And you're probably like, ew, a refrigerated meal. That must be so unhealthy and gross. No, I can confirm these are delicious. And they have so many different options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. You can also add on more than 60 add-ons every single week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. You get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring and you don't have to clean anything up. Head to factormeals.com/breakup50 and use code breakup50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code breakup50 at factormeals.com/breakup50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Growing up, I used to love hearing stories from my parents' childhoods. They would bring out their yearbooks and point to people they knew and tell us the backstories behind them. Like, I remember when I was a kid, my mom was so proud to show me her homecoming photos because she got to wear the Hawkeye on the football team's jersey for Powder Puff. And 40 years later, she still remembers it. Hearing my parents tell the stories of the events in their lives brings me joy. And just in time for Mother's Day, I had the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth, and they help you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or anybody else for years to come. And it compiles it all into one beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years to come. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/breakup. That's storyworth.com/breakup to save $10 on your first purchase.
So when back to the main episode, we just took several turns.
Yeah.
Is I was asking her, I was like, do you think that your ex-boyfriend and this girl are actually a good match, or do you think they're just digging their heels in? And she was like, honestly, it just kind of feels like an odd match. Like, I wouldn't have ever put those two together. So I honestly, I want to keep in touch with her over like the next...
Just see how they're doing.
Yeah. Like, I want to see, like, are they actually going to stick it out, or are they really going to be so stubborn about this that they're not going to go?
Please email me when they break up. I actually one of those like opposite attracts too situation. You know what I mean? Like, so if they are so opposite for whatever reason, it just works.
Yeah. I actually, speaking of updates, I just got a TikTok DM from somebody I interviewed, I think like a year ago, who had gone viral on TikTok. I can't remember why she went viral, but she had this, she was married to some dude, and I guess all of the photos of her with her mother-in-law, like the mother-in-law was scowling. It was just like a whole thing. So anyway, they get divorced. He called the cops on her at some point. But I guess they're like friends now. And so I might do a little update episode with her, which reminds me I need to reach out to her.
Yeah, broken up or divorced, but still friends.
Divorced, but still friends.
And couldn't be me. Like, if we're getting divorced, we'll be civil because we have a kid. But ooh.
I think it just takes some healing to get there. Like, my boss, we just did a segment with him and his ex-wife today. She came in on the radio. For those of you who don't know, I'm on a radio show as well. And they're doing a segment called Date My Ex-Wife. And he is trying to set her up
with
her next boyfriend. But they weren't always like that. And I wasn't around for that, so I didn't see any of that. But they're obviously on good terms.
It takes time to get there, yeah.
It's time to get there. Me... I'm like you. I'm a little petty. If I don't have kids with someone and we get divorced, I'm out. Bye.
I I wish I could find this story for you because I feel like you would love it. If I find it, I'll DM it to you. But there was a, I want to say, pro basketball player that got married, spent $400K on a ring. They got divorced, or they were engaged and then broke up. But she had the ring, the $400K ring.
Okay.
So he became friends with her. Like, they were friends. Long enough for him to switch the ring with a fake one.
Shut the front door.
And found out and sued him. It's a whole thing. Like, it's a very, very popular name, too. I saw it. It was like an Instagram thing that I was reading, like a scroll. I'll have to find it again and send it to you. She sued him and lost.
Why did she lose? That was a gift.
I don't know. Look, I'll try to find the whole thing. It's a serious thing. Like, it's crazy. It's a whole thing. Yeah.
Well, damn.
So it's, that's a wild, like, that would be a little petty. That's a level petty I would go to.
You send it to me because I'm always looking for good stories like that for the radio.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it real quick. But yeah, that was a, that's a good one. I saw it and I thought I should send it to you and never did.
Yeah. What the fuck are you doing, Justin? Send me send me content for my job.
Well, I'll find it and send you the link.
Anyway, any final words regarding sticking with someone just because you want to prove a point?
Gilbert Arenas, by the way, was the name of that basketball player. I'll send you the story. I have it right here.
Gilbert
Arenas. He was a basketball player for the Wizards. He pocketed a $400,000 ring by faking it with his baby mama. Yeah,
this
I'll send you.
Unsexiest name.
Gilbert Arenas. He was a good basketball player too. He was like one of the bigger names in the league at one point.
Oh, well, he's cute. He needs a better name for...
I'm pretty sure he got in trouble because he brought a gun into the locker room.
There's that.
Yeah, he was a little unhinged, as you could say, for the whole diamond ring that he stole. So I guess stole back, yeah.
Before we end this, you know how people's names line up with their professions? Have you ever seen like those threads on Twitter where it's like,
no,
got like perfect names for their jobs? It's like Dr. Dr. Barbie, and maybe he's like a plastic surgeon or something like that.
And like, yeah, like Mr. Dr. Teeth or enamel or something. Yeah.
The fact that this guy's last name is Arenas and he plays basketball or used to play basketball,
mm-hmm.
Hysterical.
Yeah. So you have to read that whole story. You can dive into that whole thing, but that's a fun one you could go into.
Well, thank you for that little tidbit of content, Justin. Mm-hmm. But anyway, back to Romeo and any final words on sticking with someone just to prove a point?
Don't do it. It's waste a lot of time. If it's not right, it's not right. But it's hard to say, you know, it's hard to see through that. It's almost like what do they call it? Like beer goggles or like they call it like coworker goggles or something like that, where like you never heard that word?
Coworker goggles?
Yeah, where it's like because you're coworkers, you're not supposed to like, and kind of similar idea like you were talking about, like you're not supposed to hook up, so you like are attracted to that person more. There was a story about that, and obviously the radio industry, it happens all the time. I mean,
did anybody smash at our office while I was there? You don't have to say.
I do. Two were in a relationship that you know of, so I probably definitely.
Yeah.
And then there were two salespeople that were in a relationship. But yes, I guarantee you, people were like, yes.
That's on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think my ending statement is when someone's got the love goggles on, you cannot get them out of it. So
no, and yeah, like a friend's not going to be able to talk them out of it either, so you kind of just have to let it run its course, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, you know, cheat on your ex-girlfriend of 7 or 8 years or however long it was. That's really what it was. But you know, you made your bed and now I guess you gotta lie in it until you realize maybe it wasn't the bed you shouldn't have jumped into.
Literally.
All right, well, thank you for tuning in. As always, Heartbreakers, you can check out those tickets for the live podcast event. It's in the episode description. Tickets are $20. I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.